This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Last fall, the AIDS Health Foundation launched a billboard campaign in Los Angeles linking mobile dating apps like Tinder and Grindr to the spread of STDs and offering free screenings. In a statement, the foundation charged that location-based apps are making casual sex as easily available as ordering a pizza and are becoming, quote, a digital bathhouse for millennials where the next encounter can be just a few feet away along with an STD. A startup called Mately is banking that online daters will pay a premium to know the sexual history of their potential hookups and be willing to share their status online as well. Stephen Blum wrote about the Mately app for Broadly. And Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Tinder and Grindr are both apps to find people to hook up with close by at any given moment. Now, we're in a kind of a rural area where they're used less. So tell us, how does that initial communication begin?
Yes, it's usually pretty casual. It's definitely not like trading STD statuses right off the bat. I mean, I don't think most interactions are like that. I would say with Grindr, it's sort of almost like a gay Facebook in some ways because people will just sort of idly chat on it, maybe not even looking for a hookup. But Tinder, of course, is more straight people and gay people, and I would say that it has the reputation as a hookup app. So sex is always sort of on the table.
So you said STD queries rarely come up. So what is Mately offering that can help in this direction?
Well, so instead of saying something like, are you tested, and then having to trust that the other person is not lying about their results, Mately will actually allow you to send a link to your STD testing results so that people will be able to see online what STDs you've recently been tested for. And then they also will allow you to display a badge, a Mately badge on your profile that will show that you are a Mately member and that you are sort of all up to date on your STD testing.
So these are monthly tests for gonorrhea, chlamydia, herpes, syphilis, hepatitis A, B, C, early detection of HIV. How much does this cost?
So I talked to the Mately founder, Brandon Greenberg, and he is basically setting up a subscription that will cost $30 a month. Mm-hmm. And he said that this is about on par with what many gay men spend on haircuts or gym memberships.
So he's banking on them spending that money to make sure that the STD status of their potential hookup is known.
Exactly. He thinks that this is about, you know, this is a reasonable cost. But I asked him about whether or not he hoped that one day a health insurance company might be able to pay for this. And that's part of his plan. So he's hopeful that this will someday be covered by insurance.
Well, I mentioned that billboard campaign at the beginning, and Grindr and Tinder both reacted swiftly to that. In fact, Tinder's lawyer accused the foundation of unprovoked and wholly unsubstantial accusations to damage their reputation and to encourage testing by the AIDS Health Foundation. Is there any evidence connecting dating apps to high-risk behavior or to STDs?
There is, I don't believe, any study that connects those two things, but definitely there are exploding rates of syphilis in California, where I live, and other STDs. So that's part of why Mately believes that they are well-positioned in the marketplace to provide more transparency about whether or not people have actually been tested for these STDs.
And transparency means having access to somebody else's STD testing history. But you make the point that sharing that opens up a Pandora's box for privacy issues. What are some of those concerns, and then how does Mately propose to deal with them?
So the idea is that if you are a Mately member, you get to look at someone's profile for an unlimited amount of time. But if you aren't a Mately member, you get about 5 or 10 seconds, I guess, to look at the results. So this would be sort of like a Snapchat type scenario. Snapchat is this app where you can share things and you can only look at them for a short period of time. But the risk is that someone will shame someone for having an STD or for having HIV, and that someone will share their link with other friends. But the way that he hopes to protect against this is that the name itself is not listed on the website. It's actually a code number. So you'd have to be able to know how the code correlates with someone's name.
This certainly does make a lot of sense to helping to prevent the spread of STDs, but it does bring up this issue that the gay community and people with herpes, for example, have been dealing with for a long time, and it's that stigmatization of people with STDs. Is there a potential here with Mately of kind of, creating a dating hierarchy, those who are clean, disease-free, and those who aren't?
So that's exactly what I thought when I first heard about Mately. I was very suspicious and skeptical because I know from my own experience as well that people serosort on Grindr. It's basically just choosing partners who they believe don't have HIV based on whatever available information that they have. I sort of, when I first heard about this, I thought this is just going to be another way to sort of make disease-free people at the top of the dating hierarchy. And I think that that could be harmful, especially in regards to stigmatizing people who do have HIV. But the more that I talked to Brandon Greenberg, the more it seemed like he is just interested in transparency for transparency's sake. He said, of course, HIV positive people are welcome on the platform, and he hopes that they will join and show that they are up to date on all their other STD testing. And also, if they are confirmed as HIV, then that is a way to say I am tested and I'm safe. I'm a safe bet.
Well, Mately is proposing building a lab, which, and they would have to have relationships with local pharmacies according to the business model. They're now conducting an Indiegogo campaign to launch to do that. Do you think it's likely they're going to pull it off?
I'm not quite sure. The problem is that they've raised about $4,000, but they have a $500,000 goal, which is pretty ambitious. They have 2 months to reach that goal on Indiegogo, but I'm not quite sure how successful they're going to be. I think that this sort of radical transparency is definitely something that we might be moving towards as a society, but I'm not quite sure if people are ready for it just yet.
Stephen Blum, thank you for speaking with us.
No problem. Thank you so much.
You can read Stephen's article from Broadly. It's called This New App Will Tell You If Your Tinder Date Has an STD. There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org.